Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering what you sell.
We're a third-party call center helping assist with the products, dietary products, male enhancements, skincare products, and CBD products.
So I was wondering why I was charged by your company on my card, and I didn't buy your products.
All right. I can see if you have an account with us. Can I get your zip code?
9034.
All right. 9034?
No, 98034.
All right. Can I have your first and last name?
Last name is Moll, M-O-L-L.
Right.
Joseph Allen Moll.
All right, and could you verify the shipping address?
Why do I have to verify it? I just want to find out what it is that you think that you sold me, that my card would be charged.
All right, so I do have an account pulled up, J. Allen Moll. And so I won't be able to talk about the account unless it's verified.
My address is 9454 Northeast 121st Place, Kirkland, Washington.
All right, give me one moment while I look at the account. All right. So I do have an account pulled up, and I do see here where our test Onyx Nitro, let me get the exact name. Give me one moment. Oh yeah, that's it. Test Onyx and Nitro.
Yeah, those were $16 or something.
Yes.
That's $64.99.
Yes, sir. I was gonna explain the charges also. When paying shipping and handling in the terms and condition, it states it puts
what?
You on a. When placing the order, it puts you on a 14-day trial. It's stated in the terms and conditions, 4 days of shipping and a 10-day trial. What you would do is call this number to cancel that trial so you can keep the product at shipping and handling cost. If you don't call in to cancel, it will then bill you for the original amount of what that product is, as well as sets it as a reoccurring charge.
Oh, a bait and switch thing that you've got going. I didn't hear any of that information when I ordered it.
Yes, sir. It will be in the terms.
Okay, I want to cancel it. And it said recurring, and I've had two of those charges, and I want to cancel it.
All right. So, Matt Axe, have you had a chance to try the product out?
I don't recall that I have. I did receive it, but I haven't had a chance to try it yet.
All right. Because it does.
But I sure don't want a recurring charge.
All right, yes, sir, because it does help with increase your strength and increase your stamina. I also could put your account on a hold for you to try it out to see if you like it.
No. I want to cancel it. If I really like it, then I could always reorder it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And I also do want to let you know we are doing a Mother's Day special of 50% off all future order as well.
No.
Give me one moment while I cancel this out.
So there are two of those charges for $64.99. They're about 2 days apart. And I don't know why I was charged twice.
All right.
For the same amount.
Like I was explaining, it will be, if you didn't call in to cancel, it'll bill you the original amount of the product you received. So $64.99 for one and $64.99 for the other. And so they're on two separate days because one charge went through. And as the other one was trying to go through, it was being declined. And it didn't get declined, so that went through as well. And I also do want to be aware that I also do have employees' friends discount with 75%.
Have what?
employees and friends discount of 75%?
No, no, no. I'm not an employee of anybody.
Employees
no, I want to
and
cancel
friends?
It.
Okay.
No,
do you
no,
have pen,
no, no. I don't have any friends.
Do you have pen and paper for your cancellation code?
What code do I need?
I'm giving you the cancellation code to confirm your account is canceled.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. That'll be C as in cancel, 10, D as in dog, B as in boy, E as in Edward, 685, D as in dog, 9.
D as in dog, 9. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
It's the cancellation code?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So is that, so you're just canceling that or are you refunding that amount?
All right. I'm canceling the account out so it won't be billed again.
Okay.
All right.
But why that amount? I mean, that has nothing to do with that little tiny bottle that I was sent out. And
yes.
I already paid for that.
As I explained in the terms and conditions, if you don't call in to cancel before the 14 days, it'll bill you for the...
What?
To cancel the trial, the 14-day trial, 4-day shipping, 10-day trial.
That's ridiculous.
You have to call in to cancel so you can keep the product at shipping and handling cost. If you didn't cancel...
So should I just send it back to you?
No, sir. The trial, you don't send it back. You just call in to cancel so you can keep it at shipping and handling cost.
$64.99 for shipping and handling?
Shipping and handling was $7.45. Shipping and handling was $7.45. If you didn't call in to cancel the 14-day trial, you'll be billed for the original amount of what their product is. So the product is originally $64.99. If you didn't call in to cancel, that's why it billed you that, because the trial wasn't canceled for you to keep it at shipping and handling cost, which is $7.45.
So where was that stated?
In the fine print, huh? No, sir. It's in the terms and conditions before the order's placed. You have to accept that you have read the terms and conditions to place the order.
Okay. So will you refund one of those?
Those would be valid charges, considering it is
you think they're valid. They are not valid charges.
They
it's
are valid.
Switch. It's a bait and switch scam situation.
No, sir, it's not a scam because it is stated.
No.
It is stated in the terms and conditions.
Either you refund one of those or go to the bank and they'll decline both of them. You can have your choice.
All right. It is stated in the terms and conditions if you don't call
don't
to cancel.
What
it's stated. Yes, sir. So though it's not a scam, then if it's stated there, if you didn't read, then that would be the customer's fault.
Okay, I'm on a little cell phone. Do you think I can read that fine print? Seriously?
The fine print is typed in the same fine print for you to accept the terms and conditions as well as accept the charges. It's all typed in the same font.
Okay. Who? Have you ever read that fine print? Ever?
When paying shipping
and
handling?
If you bought something on a cell phone?
Actually have. If I'm paying for only shipping and handling, I would know that somewhere in there it would have a trick there. So I do read terms and conditions.
You're the exception to the rule. So, are you going to refund one of those, or do I decline both of them?
All right. To decline them, your bank would call us, and we would explain the terms and conditions to them as well, And so they would let the charges fall through because it would be stated there.
I don't think so. Answer my question.
Those are valid charges.
So that's your stand?
I did
You're
get
not
your
going to
account.
refund with, you're
I
not going
did
to
get your
refund at least
account
one of those?
canceled. I did get your
Are you going
account
to?
canceled.
I know you did, but you still charged that amount.
Give me one
And
moment.
it's outlandish.
All right, I can do a 35% refund, but both of those charges could not be refunded in full. Do $64.99 with a 35% discount off both of
Okay,
those.
I said refund one of them, so that would be 50%.
35% refund of both of those $64.99 charges.
Okay.
So that'll be $22.75 back into your account twice.
Okay.
All right, so you should see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
So, what's the name of your company?
We're a third-party call center helping assist with the products.
No, what is the name of your company?
Third-party call center helping assist with the products.
Third party costs?
Third-party call center helping assist with the products.
That's not the company, the name of the company that sells those capsules.
All right, so it will be Text Onyx.
Okay. Thank you then.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.